Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before we let you know what we want to talk about on this scary episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. They are Irish-owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Now, if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, chances are there is a tax rebate waiting there for you to just come along and claim it. And that's where Irish Tax Rebates come in. You claim your tax back today. You visit irishtaxrebates.ie now. Fill out their simple application form. And remember, if you don't get a rebate, you won't be charged. No rebate, no fee. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie now. And on average, based on a study that they did from rebates that they processed, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092, which is not to be sniffed at. It's better in your pocket than in revenue's pocket. So if you think there might be a few bob there for you, get on to irishtaxrebates.ie. And the best part of their service is they charge a fee of 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you manage to get a rebate of €1,000, they will charge you €100 plus 23% VAT. So that's €123. So you get €870 into your pocket. Other companies, by the way, there are some cowboys out there charging 30% plus on your rebate. So do trust in them. IrishTaxRebates.ie is the website. And find out if you might be able to claim a few bob back from revenue. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? As you know, as you're listening to this podcast, we are only days away from Halloween. And every Halloween, children all over Ireland dress up on Halloween night and go trick or treating. Well, get a load of this. An American pastor by the name of Jonathan Crosby has spoken out about parents encouraging their children to celebrate Halloween. He says, Halloween is for devil worshippers. I'm not writing this. He says this. And he says, if you look back into the history of Halloween, it was a celebration of all witches and the lords of the dead. And the question is he right? Are we hypocrites to, on the one hand, be claiming to be Christian, and on the other hand, celebrating Halloween as Christians? Or is this pastor way off the mark? Now, he quotes the Bible, Halloween is popular with the world, which is evidence that it is an abomination to God. So as you're planning over the next couple of days, the costumes that your kids are going to wear, taking them out trick-or-treating, bear in mind that Halloween is for devil worshippers. And is that what you want your kids to be? Well, that's the conversation that we're going to have with you right now. And I'm joined on the line by Pastor Jonathan Crosby. And Jonathan, you have some fairly radical opinions on Halloween. And I'm interested in a particular headline in that it is for devil worshippers.
I know that sounds real extreme in our society, but that's what we believe on several levels. And if you'd like to hear why, very quickly, the origin, history, and customs of the day can be searched rather easily with a Google search to find out where and how Halloween originated and where the customs came from. And it's basically associated with sorcery and witchcraft, which is associated with devil worship. On a second level, the Roman Catholic Church in the 9th century took that day in order to keep the peasants of Gaul and Britain and Ireland happy and converted it to the hallowed evening before All Saints Day. On a third level, and this is not true of the average mother that dresses her children up and sends them out to trick or treat, but nonetheless, it is true. The Bible teaches and we are Bible Christians, the Bible says that when we participate in an activity that's associated with false religion or idolatry, that we're worshiping devils, that the Apostle Paul taught that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. So on those different levels, we believe that practicing Halloween is associated with devil worship.
Now, Halloween as a celebration kind of traditionally started in Ireland, actually, and then spread to the States, where in both countries it is celebrated, I should imagine, per head of population more than anywhere else in the world. And it has been a traditional celebration since I was a kid, since my parents were children. And similarly in the States, kids going trick-or-treating. Here in Ireland, yeah, we have bonfires on Halloween night. But are you not reading kind of too much into what it has become?
I don't think so, because of what the Bible teaches me. And Adrian, I grew up the same way. You know, my father was a Baptist pastor. I'm a Baptist pastor. And my brother and sister and I would get dressed up on Halloween night. We'd go out trick-or-treating and come home and put our piles of candy on the living room floor and start trading with each other. And we did that for years. And, you know, we would blacken the windows of the church and turn it into a haunted house at times. So I'm very familiar with that ordinary practice. But around the age of 20, I'm now 58, when wanting to follow the Lord and the scriptures as closely as I could, reading the Bible tells us not to have anything to do with pagan practices, even if they're now viewed as a very innocent time of rollicking fun with children. The Bible tells us to come out from among association with witchcraft or sorcery or darkness, and not to touch the unclean thing. Those are, again,
okay,
words
and,
of Paul.
And I do understand where the history of Halloween about, you know, that day and how it would have originally been a pagan festival. I do understand the history of it, and a lot of people probably do. But nowadays, it's not really that, is it? It's not pagan worship.
I have to agree with you in this respect, that the average parent or the average child dressing up for school parties or going out trick-or-treating have no idea that they're doing anything associated with devil worship. I agree with you in that respect. But for a Bible Christian that wants to follow the Bible and serve God according to the Bible without regard for society's practices, they can't have anything to do with it. You know, the average citizen of Ireland or the average citizen here of South Carolina in the States, they don't have a thought about it. But a Christian who wants to follow God wants to follow the Bible, because that's where God told us how to worship Him.
Okay, so
shouldn't have anything to do with witchcraft, darkness, Satan, goblins, ghosts, dead, so forth.
Okay, so one of your statements that I said at the start of this talk was Halloween is for devil worshippers. So people who are planning to take their kids trick-or-treating next Saturday, who are, you know, have the house decorated with Halloween decorations and so on, which has only become a really popular thing here in Ireland in the last 10, 15 years, decorating your house and whatever. Are you saying that those people are devil worshippers?
When you ask me the question, are they devil worshippers, that implies that they're conscious of what they're doing, and I would say no. But they are worshiping the devil, and they are participating in a devilish practice unconsciously because they don't know the full extent of the history of the customs, and they don't know what the Bible says about it. Most of them don't care. Most of them don't care in the United States either, but yeah.
So in one sentence, for somebody who may care about being, you know, lumped in with devil worshippers, and I'm sure if I did a survey right now and I asked people to text in, are you a devil worshipper? 99% are going to say no. So for those who are unwittingly devil worshippers, what is the main thing that's in the Bible that says that we shouldn't be celebrating Halloween unless we're devil worshippers?
Throughout the pages of the Bible, starting way back in Exodus, you know, I believe that most of your listeners would agree that thou shalt not kill is a valid statement and something that they live by.
Absolutely.
That's Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 22 says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. In the Bible, all witches were to be put to death because they were a religion opposite the worship of the Lord Jehovah, who's the God of the Bible. And so from the very beginning, the things associated with Halloween were strictly condemned. And if you read through the Bible, starting there and going all the way to the other end, you're going to find sorcery, sorcerers, witchcraft, and anything associated with darkness or evil, ghosts, necromancy, communication with the dead, to be condemned by the Bible.
Okay, so people who are in any way religious, as a number of our listeners may well be, should, is this what you're saying, should think twice about celebrating Halloween?
That's what I'm suggesting, and that's why that document is out there on the internet, wanting to suggest to people that they think about what the Bible says about the origin and the practices of Halloween.
So you're not necessarily saying all people who, you know, trick-or-treat with their kids next Saturday are devil worshippers, but you're saying think twice about it before you make such a big deal of it.
Yes, I would agree with what you just said. And let me go back and clarify again and repeat myself that they're unconsciously involved in devil worship. I'm not saying that they're consciously worshiping it. When I was trick-or-treating with my brother and sister as children, we weren't consciously thinking of anything but who was going to get the most candy. But unconsciously, they are practicing something that originated with devil worship and evil and witchcraft and sorcery of the Druids there in Ireland primarily. And Christians shouldn't have anything to do with that. Because in 2 Corinthians 6, and you know, I don't want to quote a lot of Bible references, though that is my way of speaking and teaching. In 2 Corinthians 6, the Apostle Paul said that we are to come out from among darkness and away from witchcraft and sorcery and not to touch the unclean thing. So the word of God is, to Christians, they shouldn't touch Halloween. They should leave it alone. It belongs to the world. It belongs to witchcraft. It belongs to paganism. You know, pagans often make fun of Christians for keeping their holiday. Pagans know the origin of Halloween. And so that's what we're suggesting, is that Christians who care about worshiping God and what the Bible says won't have anything to do with Halloween. They'll let the world keep it.
Jonathan Crosby, thank you very much indeed for joining us on this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We really appreciate talking to you. We're going to get your reaction in just a second.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
This is the Opinions Matter podcast, and just moments ago we were talking with American pastor Jonathan Crosby, who has, as you heard, spoken out about parents encouraging their children to celebrate Halloween. He says Halloween is for devil worshippers. Well, Mr. Dixon, what do you make of that? He has a point.
It's hard to argue with him.
He says that pagans even laugh at Christians because we are celebrating a pagan festival. We're celebrating witchcraft. We're celebrating the devil. We're celebrating evil, basically. And that's what Halloween is. I mean, I have a big issue. I have to be honest with you. And I know you're big into this.
Halloween's my favourite season of the year. Love it. Love it.
And one of the things that you do is you decorate your home from top to toe for Halloween.
Oh, it's like the Munster's house now at the moment. It's brilliant.
You see, yeah. I have a problem with that, because you're giving kids a message that it's okay to celebrate evil, and that's what it is.
Okay, witches. Father Kennedy.
No. Witches and skeletons and all things that are evil and scary. What's that? What's to celebrate in Halloween?
It's just Halloween is my Christmas. I don't like Christmas. I like Halloween. It's my favourite time of year.
I just think people doing up their houses and decorations and all for Halloween is tacky. Oh. No, it is, though. It actually is.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's Halloween this weekend. I haven't put up any decorations in the house for Halloween.
That's because you don't have kids.
Didn't even when I did have young kids. It's tacky.
Why?
It's tacky. It is. It's just tacky. It really is.
In what ways is it tacky?
I just think it just does nothing for me. I don't understand people decorating their houses for Halloween. I just think it's tacky. Simple as.
So somebody, I have web hanging out of my house. I have big spiders coming down. I have, you know, ghosts hanging out.
And a young child that you're scaring the crap out of.
Nah, he's not scared. He's delighted with the whole thing. Delighted with the whole thing.
I don't know.
I have Medusa's head on my mantelpiece. And when you walk by Medusa, she goes,
I'm going to bite the head off you.
So
and you're
tacky.
And you're saying that's tacky.
Yeah, I really do. But it also, if you claim to be...
So you're agreeing with the pastor.
If you claim to be a Christian.
I am a Christian.
Okay, but there you go.
Yes.
Why are you celebrating a pagan festival?
Well, can anybody answer that question then? Because you're all... I'm looking at the text messages coming in. They're all saying that that pastor man is an idiot. Bible bashers, says Jesse, we'll always find something somewhere in the Bible to spoil anything that is fun. I think you'll find, Jesse, if you read the Bible, there's a lot of fun in the Bible, isn't there? Loaves and fishes and all that. They're great fun.
Yeah.
Most stories in the Bible revolve around a party, don't they?
Do they?
Remember, the prodigal son went off and came back. What did they do? Threw a party. Now, there's someone, Michael, that agrees with me. He says, he's dead right. I'm not religious, but I do agree. So what you're saying, Adrian, is that if you're a Christian...
And I'm not putting myself up there as a, you know, a Bible-bashing Christian.
Okay, give it
but
to
I
us
do
straight.
Think there's a bit of hypocrisy that on the one hand you'll say, I'm a Christian, and then on the other hand you'll celebrate a pagan festival that is Halloween. Simple.
But is it really a pagan festival?
Think of everything that you celebrate in Halloween. It's all to do with evil. It's all to do with witches and witchcraft and all of that sort of stuff. And it is, you can argue, very evil.
Yeah, but it's not as if I'm holding a seance in my house and contacting dead people.
You're not far from it, though.
Or a Ouija board.
Anyway, Halloween decorations, just tacky.
Why is it tacky?
It just is. It's like we exported Halloween to the States. They went over the top with it as they do with everything, and we've imported it again. 20 years ago, you didn't have houses decorated for Halloween.
So you think anybody that has their house decorated for Halloween is a hypocrite?
I think it's tacky. I think it's tacky, yeah, I really do. I think the whole Halloween thing has gone ridiculous now.
Okay,
and what happened to monkey nuts anyway? Where are they gone? Why don't kids get monkey nuts anymore?
If you gave a kid nuts at the door, they'd throw them back at you. They don't want apples and nuts anymore. It's all about sweets.
That's the point.
I actually, true story, folks. I ran out of sweets last year for the trick-or-treaters. So they ended up having to give them protein bars. They didn't know what it was.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. We're talking about Halloween and whether or not we are encouraging our children to be devil worshippers. Stacey, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stacey?
Hi.
Hey, Stacey, have you got your house decorated for Halloween?
No, I love Halloween, but I don't be here, so I leg it before the Halloween trick-or-treaters come around.
What, you don't hang around the house?
No, because I don't. It's the one time of the year I love Halloween so much that my mum takes my daughter and I go out like and enjoy Halloween.
She's a great mother, you are. It's for the kids.
I know, but I spend the whole week doing Halloween stuff like we do everything else and then my mum takes her like on the actual night because I wouldn't bring her around where I live anyway, trick-or-treating to be honest, so...
There was always,
I don't like knocking at strangers' doors looking for stuff.
You know, there was always, when we were growing up on our road, there was this neighbour. She was an L bitch, this one was. She was an L one, and she hated everything to do with kids. And on every Halloween night, she'd pull the curtains at about 6 o'clock in the evening and turn off all the lights.
And pretend she wasn't
pretend
there.
Pretend she wasn't there. We knew she was there.
Yeah.
And she just didn't want to answer the door to kids to give them trick or treat sweets. So do you think we're hypocrites for celebrating Halloween?
No, but Adrian annoyed me because... He said about like, oh, you're kind of celebrating evil. But I let my daughter, like, once I watched the film before, like, she watches horror movies nearly every week.
Now, she doesn't watch over 18 horror movies, does she?
No, but she's watched like Paranormal Activity and stuff.
And what age is she?
She's nearly nine.
Ah, jeez.
And we watch like ghost documentaries nearly every
single
day.
Hold on, Ed, hang on. You let your 9-year-old watch Paranormal Activity?
I watched them all, so I know. Like, I only let her watch what I think is okay, like.
It
is okay because she's not afraid of them. Like, she loves them. She breaks her heart laughing.
Hang on a second. When I saw that first Paranormal Activity movie, I had to sleep with the lights on for about a month.
That scared the life out of me.
I don't want to. I was always brought up, like, not afraid of anything. Like, I watched The Exorcist and all when I was a kid. I loved horror movies.
Now, please tell me you didn't let your 9-year-old watch The Exorcist.
No, she hasn't watched that. We'll let her watch that. But, like.
Okay, but you don't see anything tacky at all about decorating your house from top to toe for Halloween?
Anything. I don't think you're breaking religion or whatever. Like, I say my prayers every night. And I believe in God. I don't believe in the Bible. I think the Bible's a contradiction. But I believe in God and I like say my prayers and I bring my daughter up to believe the same. But I don't think that you're like evil if you celebrate.
What Pastor Kennedy is saying is, he says, if you say your prayers, that's fine, say them, but don't celebrate Halloween then because you're a hypocrite.
Well,
how is it being hypocritical? Yeah, like you put out your bread and you put out your No, you put in your bread and you put in your water for the salt. You light a candle in your window. You're supposed to, anyways, I do, because it shows that you're supporting Jesus. Like, that's one thing that I was brought up to do.
Sorry, can I just say, don't put a lit candle in your window if you have neck curtains.
No,
that's a recipe for disaster.
Okay, but the thing about it is, and you know, on the one hand, Stacey, you're saying that you say your prayers, and then on the other hand, you're saying that you celebrate Halloween. It's a bit of a contradiction.
They believed back in the old days, like in the pagan times, that it was the one day of the year that the souls came back.
Stay there for a second.
No, that's the 1st of November. That's All Souls Day.
Yeah, it's nothing to Halloween, is it?
No.
Stay. I have a bigger issue there, by the way.
Which is?
Her letting her child watch over 18 horror movies.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think that's appropriate?
Not really, no. I mean, some of them scared the living daylights out of me.
Is there anybody else that agrees with Pastor Kennedy here, who says that if you're Christian and you say your prayers, that you shouldn't be... What exactly are you saying?
It's a contradiction. If you're a Christian, celebrate Christmas. Great, because it's celebrating the birth of Jesus.
Yeah.
But if you're a Christian...
Even though he was born in June.
Whatever. But if you're a Christian and you're celebrating Halloween, what the hell? Connor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Connor?
How are you, lads? How's it going?
Good, Connor, thank you. Halloween.
Yeah, questionable, isn't it? Well, the thing is, lads, who really knows the definition of Halloween? Really no one.
But it is, it's All Hallows Eve, isn't it?
Yes, but that's the name that's been put on it.
This is, they all claim, we all celebrate it around kids, right? All about kids. Christmas, Halloween.
No, it's not about kids, and Stacey's how she ships her child off on Halloween night and goes out in the latch.
You know what I mean, lads? Now, if you bear with me for a minute, all these things and extended view situations, we're all led to believe this exists, this isn't true, don't tell the kids this, don't tell them that. I mean, it even extends to the meat and dairy in the street. You know what I mean? If kids knew the truth about that, I don't think they'd want to eat meat.
Why?
Anyway,
what has eating meat got to do with Halloween?
Well, I'm on about an open mass.
So do you have to bring meat eating into everything? I'll just on a side note, Connor, can I just say, and I like you, Connor, and I've known you for many, many years from ringing in radio shows, yeah?
But I rang over the few years.
You make me hate vegetarians. You
I'm a vegan.
Vegans. You make me hate because you're
and
so...
And how is that?
Because...
How is it when you want to eat
because
healthier
there's no,
and have
because
compassion?
There's no black and... It's all, no, sorry. Everything
Every
is
conversation
black and
comes back
no,
to
No, but
meat.
Not only that. Everything is black and white. You pontificate and you make meat eaters feel like absolute crap for eating meat. So what? If you're a vegan, keep it to yourself. Don't...
Why?
Just keep it to yourself.
But why not?
Stop making us feel guilty for eating animals.
Well, you're hypocritical.
I had a roast beef yesterday and I won't make
you're
any apologies for it.
You're hypocritical.
Why?
Because, first of all, it's not natural. Look at the diseases, Okay? Carnivores do not get diseases.
Just
lions, tigers, etc.
Connor, I respect your veganism.
We are herbivores,
Connor, I respect your veganism.
We are herbivores, Adrian.
If
it was natural, you wouldn't cook it and season it and salt it.
Why have humans got canine teeth then for ripping meat apart?
We do not have defined canine teeth. We are not carnivorous.
We do have canine teeth, but there you go. Anyway,
we're not carnivorous.
What does this got to do with Halloween?
Absolutely nothing. Let's go back to Halloween.
We sweat, carnivores don't.
The only point I'm trying to make is Connor.
We don't drool, carnivores drool.
Respect my right to eat meat. Connor, just respect my right to meat eat as much as I respect your right
yourself.
Not to eat meat.
You'll get disease. I won't.
What?
I won't get diseases because I'm a vegan.
So vegans won't get diseases?
No.
So there's not a chance of you ever developing any...
It's a healthy lifestyle with compassion for all life. You see, this is the thing. People disconnect themselves to what they eat.
So, Connor, just want to know, you know, I'm going to give out burgers on Halloween night to the kids.
You've heard it on the news and everything.
That's
now,
on, I mean, I don't
it's
care.
Not rocket science.
I am giving out bum burgers to all the kids that knock on my door on Halloween
science,
night.
Lad.
You'll be very popular.
Yeah, very
it's
popular.
Not rocket science.
Okay, let's go back to Halloween, Connor.
Yeah, please, yeah.
Do you believe that it is tacky, that we shouldn't be celebrating it?
No, the thing is, Adrian, I do. Now, I'm not coming from a religious thing, but I agree. Yeah, the history of Halloween is what your man said. I agree with that. And the kids don't have a clue of that. They don't know the reality of Halloween, what it defines. This is the thing. We keep everything away from the kids and let them live in this Lulu La La land. I mean, look at these ads for the meat and dairy industry, you know?
Again, it all comes back to the dairy.
They're not hanging up dead animals in front of kids' eyes. Do you know what I mean? Keep the reality away from the kids.
Connor, you're unbelievable.
No, listen to the facts, lad.
Connor, can I ask you a simple question?
As Jerry said...
What do you think of kids going trick-or-treating on Halloween night?
Well, I can't stand all these things anyway. I think it's dreadful.
So okay. you think
now, the one thing is they aren't generally being given meat when they go out and trick or treat.
It's an example from disguising and not letting them know the truth.
That's it. I'm giving the kids who call it out, or I'm going to give them yogurt as well. Yogurt.
We were all kept from the truth, lads.
Dairy products. I'm going to give all the kids a knock on my door dairy products, Adrian.
And you don't tell kids that Christmas doesn't really exist.
Well, yes, it does exist. Right. It's the birth of Jesus.
Thank you, Connor. Stay there for
Jesus.
Jesse says about you, Connor, vegans are a cult unto themselves.
What word did she
use?
He's
have to hang
what
up.
Word did she use?
Cult.
Oh,
C-U-L-T,
cult.
Yeah. A cult
they
unto
are.
Themselves.
They're so... What's the word when you...
I just said to Jeremy off mic as soon as Connor came on, when we were talking about Halloween, how long will it take him to bring up the subject of meat? And 14 seconds later, did.
The thing about... And this is a conversation we'll have another day. We'll come back to Halloween in a sec. But the thing I hate about vegetarians and vegans is that they really make you feel guilty. I was out having a meal with six people there last week and one of them was a vegetarian. And literally, when the steaks arrived on our table... How do you feel about the fact that a cow was killed? As you're trying to eat the steak. Like, why don't you just keep their vegetarianism to themselves? Anyway, if you call to my house on Halloween night, kids, burgers for everybody.
Michael, you're on Opinions Matter. What did you want to say on this?
I agree with you, Adrian, because you went to my former secondary school. I don't believe we should be celebrating Halloween, but as the other chap said, it is a kind of a children's thing. And on the flip side of it, we do have other religions in this country who don't believe in our faith, but they'll celebrate Christmas. So the thing is, that's what I'm trying to say, is if other religions like atheists will celebrate Christmas, then I don't see the harm in us celebrating a pagan festival if it's just one day. And in all fairness, it's really only a kid's day.
I know, but the point that Adrian was making, and it was a very weak point, was that we get our kids christened. Isn't that what you were saying, Adrian?
Yes.
You get them christened, you teach them to say their prayers every night, and then you're sending them out to worship the devil.
Well, I wouldn't say that we're telling them to worship the devil. They dress up. It's a novelty thing. It's been going on since we were children. Like, it's just a thing that it's just done in this country, but it's not just because we were christened and we go to mass and we're taught that the devil is evil and everything else. But what I'm trying to say is that there's other religions that will celebrate holidays that aren't related to their religion, but we don't go around saying, well, why are you celebrating Christmas? You don't believe in God.
No, but when you think about it, on the surface, what Adrian is saying is, and I'm coming around to your way of thinking now, Adrian, is you send kids out on Halloween night dressing them up as devils.
Yeah.
The devil is an evil person.
Yeah.
He's not nice.
That's exactly the point. So I just...
Had you made your argument a bit better, Adrian, I actually would have agreed with you earlier, but you were all wishy-washy about it. So what you're saying is don't dress your kid up as a devil.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, well, but dress him up as an angel. Would that be okay?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Brian says on his text message, Christmas is a pagan festival. I hate Halloween because of some of the lowlife that inhabit council estates are out of control. Wipe out Halloween, he says.
And another one, Jay's lads, I was enjoying the conversation until that Connor, every topic he brings to meat, and he does.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he manages to bring Halloween
in. You could be talking about Coronation Street to Connor and he'd say, well, I saw someone eating a hot pot in the Rovers the other night. Is there meat in the hot pot?
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
Welcome back. It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. We're talking about Halloween and whether or not we as parents are actually, unbeknownst to ourselves, encouraging our children to be devil worshippers. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
What's crack?
Now, Darren, just back to the whole Halloween thing. We're celebrating evil. We're celebrating the devil. If you're a Christian, you shouldn't be. You think your argument here is it's actually an Irish thing, so that's a good enough reason.
Yeah, like, we don't really have any holidays other than St. Patrick's Day, I suppose. So why not just have it? If it's, like, everywhere else in the world celebrates it, and if it originates from here, should we not celebrate it as well?
Now, it is something that did originate from here. Then Irish emigrants took it to America. They celebrated with knobs on, as you know, and we're now doing the same thing. That's the bit that I think is tacky.
Yeah, I don't like that either, but, like, what are you going to do? That's what people do. It's more modern, I suppose.
I mean, the amount of shops that have opened around Dublin over the last week or two celebrating or selling just costumes. I was in one yesterday myself in Glasnevin. Just Halloween costumes coming out your ears. So it's become tacky, I think. And a costume isn't a costume unless you made it yourself. Biden a shop. No, that's tacky as well.
Yeah, years ago it was a black sack. Literally, that's what you did. You put a black paper bag over your head, wasn't it? Or something like that. Yeah. That was your costume.
My favourite costume that I ever did when I was a kid, I went around as a lampshade. And it was so simple. It was just a black bag, a lampshade in my head and a torch. And that was it.
Can I take the conversation, stay there for a second, Darren. Can I take the conversation down a slightly different road here? And this is something that's actually very serious. And I'll read out Avril's text message. See Avril's text there. She says, that woman is so responsible showing her child that horror movie. She will give her nightmares. Irresponsible witch, says Avril. She's talking about Stacey there. What do you make of that, Adrian? Do you think it's bad parenting to show your children horror movies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do, because all you're doing is giving your kid nightmares. I've seen some scary movies that have given me nightmares.
I have to say, I think it's bang out of order, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
What do you think,
Darren?
I guess if the child is okay, everyone's different. If the child can't take it, don't show it to them. If the child can't take it, show it to them.
Yeah, but why have these movies got an age restriction on them if they're suitable for everybody?
I think it's something to do with political correctness or something like that.
No, I don't think that's what it's to do with. Is it, Adrian?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Maybe a little bit.
What, that people are just being politically correct?
Now, you could argue that at this time of the year, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Scaring kids.
Okay, well, I've just looked up the Paranormal Activity movie and it's 15 A's in Ireland. That's what CERTED was. So what does 15 A mean?
15 with an adult.
Yeah, you have to be, if you're under 15, you have to be with an adult. And it says the violence is strong in it. The drug reference is moderate. Sex and nudity is strong in the movie and strong language in it. It's a psychological terror movie with moderate and strong violence consistent with the franchise. Brief, strong nudity as well.
Jesus. All right, hang on. Let's go to Audrey. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Audrey?
Hey.
How are you, Audrey? Now, back to the whole Halloween thing and about us celebrating a pagan festival. And pagans actually, according to that pastor we were talking about, pagans actually laugh at us for celebrating their festival.
Yeah. Well, it's about all pagan festivals, if you look them up, are all dated around Christian festivals. It was a way of getting Christians years ago getting Christians how to convert pagans over to Christianity.
So what we're just
if you look up the 25th of December, it's actually a Scandinavian festival, pagan festival called Yule.
Right.
Easter, the Easter egg that represents, that's a pagan thing as well. The Christmas pudding, that's a pagan thing as well.
Yeah, so what, we're just going along with stuff that's already there?
Yeah, that's it. We're just going along with traditions that's been instilled in us by the actual Catholic Church, because we did start off as pagans and that's the way they converted us.
So you see no harm in us celebrating Halloween?
Nope.
You don't think...
Look, it's part of our history, that's it.
And that's how a lot of people see it. But it's an odd sort of festival to celebrate when we're celebrating evil, we're celebrating wickedness. You get kids dressing up as witches and
If you look it up, according to the Christians, it's actually All Hallows Eve. It's celebrating they're celebrating the deaths of people, and like they're celebrating their lives that they had with you. If you look at even the Mexicans do it. No.
Okay, so you don't see anything wrong in it at all.
No, the way I look at it is they're just carrying on traditions.
What do you think of parents sending their kids watch horror movies?
No, I think within reason you have to be. You'd want to be mad to send kids young in to see horror movies. I think if it's 15, it's 15 for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with that as well. They give these movies ages because you know, they're not suitable for children.
Yeah.
Now, what Darren was saying there is that different kids are different, and some kids will find things scary, other kids won't.
I still think until they're of that age, they shouldn't be. That's it. If it's 15, it's 15 for a reason.
Well, stay there for a second. Stacey, I want to go back to you for a second. And we asked our listeners whether or not it is inappropriate to show kids scary movies.
Well, then let her deal with this text message. You can respond to this, Stacey, from Avril. It said, that woman is so irresponsible showing her child that horror movie. She will give her nightmares. What an irresponsible witch.
I'm actually trying to send you a video that I have of her watching the film. And you can see her breaking her heart laughing. I wouldn't, if she was afraid, I would not let her watch it. I also skip all the bits before anyone starts ridiculing me. I don't even let my child watch The Simpsons. I'm real strict on what she watches. But she takes after me. And when I was a kid, I just had a passion and a love for anything scary. And she happens to be the same. And like, there's limits to stuff. If I think it's too scary, obviously I'm not going to put on a film that I haven't watched and that I don't think is okay for her. Our kids are different. Some kids are allowed to play outside till 10 o'clock at night, whereas my child's in bed at 7 o'clock.
I know, but why is this movie got a 15 cert?
There's 10-year-old kids that are allowed to play Grand Theft Auto, which has strippers and stuff in it. I don't approve of that. I don't let the child sit and watch the film on her own. She's not allowed to watch any real parts in any film. I skip past everything. Even if it's a kid's film and there's a kid's insane, my daughter knows to cover her eyes and turn her head around. And any of my family or friends will know that. Like, she does that. She knows to do that.
Okay, so you only let her watch scary films that you've seen yourself?
Oh, yeah, once I approve of it and once I know that...
Give me examples of the sort of films you've let your 9-year-old watch.
She likes a Paranormal Activity. I'm trying to think. There's not many, like, big horrors that she's watched. She's more into documentaries, but she's watched, like, Grave... what's the thing called? The Children Grave one. It's a famous documentary. She's watched that. She watches Ghost Hunters. She watches Ghost Adventures every day. She watches Paranormal Witness.
And that doesn't scare the living daylights out of her?
No, because, she wouldn't... I have seen her trying to watch on her own, and she's I don't let her. I'm like, no, I have to watch it first. But we could look together and watch it. She loves it. And I don't want her to grow up having fears of stuff like that. I want her to know, like, that's okay. Like, I'm going ghost hunting in a few years, like, travelling to go ghost hunting, and she wants to come with me. Obviously, she can't until she's, like, 16. But I don't see anything wrong with it. Like, what's the point of letting her be afraid of something? Once I know that she understands that it's fiction, it's not real, and she's advanced for her age.
Yeah, okay, but hang on, Stacey. Does a 9-year-old know the difference between... Because, okay, say, for instance, those particular Paranormal Activity movies, and I think there's about 20 of them now at this stage, they are made to look very real. They do look like... They're made in a documentary style, aren't they, Adrian, with the camcorder and stuff like that. And here's a message from Andy the Milkman, Stacey. He says, I've watched Paranormal Activity. I'm 33 years of age, and it scared the crap out of me. She should reevaluate her parenting skills.
Movies more than women, and everyone knows that's the truth fact. Like, everyone knows that. Like, there's some that she won't be, obviously I won't let her watch The Exorcist, you know what I mean, I won't let her watch Freddy Krueger, I won't let her watch those kind of ones, but she, all kids are different.
Stay there for a second. I mean, we all think our kids are more advanced than they are, but your child is 9.
Yeah,
no matter how advanced you think she is. But stay there for a second, Andy.
By the way, if we played, I have the trailer here for the original Paranormal Activity. I think it came out, 6 years ago or something like that. If we played that now, we'd probably get into trouble, would we? Because kids are... Oh, sorry, that's horror music. But you want to hear the trailer for it?
No, not really, no.
Why?
Because it's probably not appropriate, is it?
Well, there you go. I don't know. What about Saw movie? Would you let her watch Saw?
No, I wouldn't let her watch Saw.
You wouldn't let her watch Saw? What's the difference? I mean,
because there's too much violence in it.
Andy, it was you that was saying she should reevaluate her parenting skills.
Yeah, I just think it's a bit crazy letting a child watch this Paranormal Activity. I'm 33 and it scared the life out of me. I didn't even want to watch it again.
No, and I have to say, I watched it once back in the day when it came out, and I've never watched it since. It was just one of those...
Because it was very realistic.
It really
was. Remember she was lying on the bed and the covers were being dragged back and stuff like that. That was scary as hell. No, I don't believe a 9-year-old laughed at that bit, Stacey.
Yeah, you can ask her yourself if you want to. Like, she's here with me and you can ask her yourself. She loves anything scary.
I wouldn't even feel comfortable talking to a 9-year-old about an over-15s horror movie.
I mean,
if I thought that she wasn't going... Like, she asked me. It wasn't a case of me going to her and being like, oh, come on, watch this. She asked me, and I've seen the film so many times. I know what she's able to watch. I know what she's not. Anyone that knows me knows I'm a strict parent and knows that I monitor everything she does and watch. I have parental locks on everything. But if I know my own child, like everyone knows their own child, I grew up loving horror movies. And she just happens to be the same. She loves...
Okay, do me a favour, Stacey. Movies. Stay there for 1 second. Sorry, Andy. It depends on the child, basically. And her child just laughs her way through it.
It must be an odd child, and I don't know any other child that laugh while watching Paranormal Activity.
There was actually, Andy, it was a few years ago, and I'm sure the name of the movie will come to me in a few minutes, but a few years ago, myself and my other half, we were in the cinema. We went to see, I don't know, do you know that movie where they're all stuck in the lift together and one of them is killing them off one by one?
Oh, yeah, I can't remember the name of them.
It's called Devil.
It's called Devil, is it? Anyway, yeah, I was at the cinema one afternoon watching this movie, and it was only myself and herself in the cinema, and there was a group behind us, and they were mothers, and they all had their kids with them, and the kids were about 7 or 8 years of age. And I turned around halfway through the movie because I could hear the kids screaming their head off at this movie, which was quite a scary movie. And I said, should you really have your children in a movie like this? They were terrified. They were.
Is it not the same?
They weren't even let into this cinema.
I know, because once they're with their parents. And, well, your woman turned around to me and says, "You mind your own effing business." She said, "She was in our Jesus, how are you? You mind your own effing business? I'll let me child."
But is it not the same as taking your child into a ghost train? It's the exact same thing.
Hello, a ghost train.
It is. Ghost trains are scary as well. That's a disgrace. She can't justify letting a 9-year-old watch Paranormal Activity. It's shocking. She should have social services check on that child. It can't be justified. What a fool of a woman.
Oh my God.
Says Wayne in Finglas.
Calm down there, Wayne.
That put you in your box, Stacey.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
There's actually a shocking amount of parents who allow their kids to watch horror movies because, you know, it's the time of year and there's no harm in sitting down with your kids and watching a really scary movie, a lot of people are arguing. Dan, you totally disagree with this.
Well, you see, I think that when you're younger, when I was younger, my Uncle John used to allow me to watch The Wizard of Oz and The Terminator 2 and all this kind of thing. And I was terrified of the witch in The Wizard of Oz. But then as I got older, I realised it was kind of like you had to overcome that fear.
Hmm.
So you go from being afraid of the witch or you know, the horror of a kind, and then it starts to become the other way around. Then you start to like it as you're older.
And when you hear Stacey saying, you know, her daughter laughs at movies like Paranormal Activity, thinks it's hilarious, doesn't see what the problem is, doesn't you genuinely don't believe you're doing any harm to your child, Stacey, no?
No, I think it's what's more dangerous, kids that are allowed to run around on the road till 10 o'clock at night, or a child watching a movie where a parent has already watched it, skips past like any part that's inappropriate, and she's with me, she knows it's not real, she's not ticked, you know what I mean?
I know, but you don't realise what's happening psychologically.
And that's the point you're making, Dan.
Nothing happening psychologically. The child is brave, she's not going to grow afraid of things like other people.
Yeah, I understand that, all right, but you see, there hasn't been long enough time for people to actually study the long-term effects of what it's like to be thrown in front of the horror films and over 18 movies when you're young.
I've watched horror movies since I was 5 years of age, and I'm pretty grand, like, do you know what I mean?
Well, you see, the ungrand thing about it is that you think it's acceptable to show your child a film that's too old for.
No, I don't think, no, I didn't say that. I know where you're coming from with that, and I didn't say that. If I don't think a film is appropriate, obviously I'm not going to put my child in front of it. I don't let the child watch.
But what people are telling you, Stacey, is that Paranormal Activity is not an appropriate movie for a 9-year-old to be watching.
If some kids, yeah, I understand. Some kids, I know loads of kids that have sat and watched horror movies.
But Stacey, I'm not trying to give out to you now. I'm just trying to advise you that, obviously, it's okay to let her watch it when she's 15, when she's, say, 10 now. But when she's 13 or 14, are you going to start allowing her to watch a few clips of an 18-year-old movie?
No. If it's not appropriate, she won't be watching it. It's simple.
What is appropriate?
Yeah, as we just said a minute ago.
She watched The Titanic and was so upset watching that film. And again, I skipped past certain parts. She was more upset watching that than ever watching a horror movie, and she'll never watch Titanic again.
Well, in fairness, I was upset having to sit down and watch Titanic for 3 hours as well.
I regret letting her watch that because she was more shocked and traumatised.
Okay, so she sees a movie like Paranormal Activity as not real life, does she? She was upset by Titanic because it's real.
Yeah,
she's 16, 17, and she's into all these horror movies, and she likes them and she enjoys them just like her mum, what might that lead her into? She could end up on the Ouija board every Halloween for the next 10 years.
No, because she's educated to know. She's educated well to know about the dangers of stuff like that.
That's understandable,
one thing I've dug into her head.
When you're educated and you're an adult, you can make these choices. When you're young, you're impressionable and you've got imagination. So you won't listen to mommy because it's more interesting.
No, I was told as a kid what I was allowed to watch, what I was not allowed to watch and everything. And my mum made a choice to let me watch the gay movie, actually thinking that it stopped me asking her to let me watch them.
But it just shows you, Dan, I just got a text from Eddie and he just said, Jesus, Adrian, you really have the potatoes out today. Horror films and psychological damage, Lord help us. In other words, there's somebody else who believes that there's no harm in showing a kid a horror movie.
Well, you see, when kids are actually exposed to domestic violence and abuse in their house, and then when they're 40 years of age and they've been, you know, in the same situation, being domestic abusers in their house, what's the difference between watching it on a screen, television, or seeing it right in front of you?
Is it not true, now maybe someone can correct me if I'm wrong, is it not true that the lads who killed Jamie Bulger were mad into horror movies?
I think so.
I seem to remember that. The two lads, what were the name? Venables and Thompson. Hmm. Wasn't it Robert Venables and Thompson? Did it not come out in the court?
I think it may have. Maybe, or graphic games or something like that.
No, it wasn't games. Sure, no, games wouldn't have even been out back then.
Let me just bring in one.
Someone can correct me,
Michael,
maybe.
Michael, you also let your 8-year-old son watch horror movies.
I do indeed, yeah.
And you don't see what the problem is?
No, I don't see what the problem is whatsoever. Because, like what Stacey says, I won't let him watch films where I know there's kind of gratification or something in it. I know.
So give me an example of what you have let him watch.
He's watched The Predator, Commando.
They're not horror movies now, in fairness.
Predator 3. He's watched.
Has he watched the Saw movies?
He's watched Saw.
Friday the 13th,
Friday the 13th, he thought was hilarious because he thought it was the worst looking film he'd ever seen in his life.
What age is he?
Eight.
You let an 8 year old watch the Saw movies?
Yeah.
And you're proud of that fact?
I'm not proud of it.
You should be ashamed.
You don't think you've done any harm to him, no?
No, well, he hasn't gone around and he doesn't.
He's only 8.
Yeah, but he hasn't, since he's watched it, he hasn't, like, say, he watched it probably about a year ago.
Stay there for one second. Would you let an 8-year-old watch the Saw movies?
Dara.
Because at the end of the day, they're not going to remember any of this. And at the end of the day, I explained to him, it's not real.
And was he upset? Was he scared?
No, he didn't think anything of it. All he wanted to do was put SpongeBob back on.
Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
What's the crack, lads?
Good, Dara. What did you want to say on this?
I'm absolutely disgusted there because the lovely lady who rang me back, that's what was going on in my head about God bless him, Jamie Bulger. And Jeremy, fair play to you. You remember that was, I tell you, it was disgusting you said that over the phone because I thought everyone had forgotten about it, you know?
Well, I wasn't sure whether it was
some connection,
it was Child's Play. It was Child's Play.
Oh, yeah, the Chucky movie. Play, yeah, you know the one about Chucky, yes. Adrian. The Chucky the doll.
And there was some connection shown for that. Now, okay, you've heard Michael, you've heard Stacey, they all, and loads of people. I mean, a text just a second ago, would you stop? 9 is old enough for horror movies.
No, I tell you, I can be guilty of it myself, and I tell you what, lads, I'll give you a funny one, right? I like The Predator, right? It's funny watching back the old school films, and my young flit is 3, all right? And I was watching Alien versus Predator. I was a good few months ago there, and now he does all the actions, you know, with the alien jumps on your mouth and lays your eggs and all.
And that is the risk, that even though Stacey and Michael believe their kids know the difference.
No. You don't know the cycle. Like you said, in the future, like that other caller said, the future, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, what psychological trauma you're giving your kids. In fairness, like, you know, I have to disagree. I wouldn't let me. Like, my 5-year-old now, she's maybe frightened of her own shadow now. I swear, she won't watch anything.
I just want this is very serious now, because as we're talking, I'm looking this up. Have a listen to this. This is good. Turn off the music there, Adrian, because I want every parent to listen to this. This is the story, of course, of Jamie Bulger, the child that was abducted and killed in the most horrific way by Venables and Thompson. Going back, 15 years now, probably?
20 years.
Here's what one of the news stories from the day said about Venables. Venables spent a few days of the week with his father, who friends insisted was a devoted parent, but it emerged that he had rented more than 400 videos in the few years before Jamie Bulger was murdered. Scores of the movies contained ultra-violence and pornography. One of them was called I Spit on Your Grave. Another video rented by Mr. Venables, which he denied he ever let his son watch, was Child's Play 3.
Which is one of those Chucky movies.
Which is one of those Chucky movies. Now, if that's not a wake-up call, I mean, what those two kids did to James Bulger was unspeakable.
It was, wasn't it?
Why would you take that chance?
If nothing else, it's given you food for thought today, because the amount of you that's saying that it's perfectly okay for kids to watch horror movies is unbelievable. Anyway, look, we have to leave it at that. We're way out of time.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
And before we go today, have you subscribed to our WhatsApp channel? No? Well, it's about time that you did. We have set up a WhatsApp channel to keep you informed on everything going on with the Opinions Matter podcast. We upload messages when the show is live. We upload messages when the podcast is live so that you can listen to it. And it's just an interactive service between us and you where we can keep you in touch with what's going on the Opinions Matter podcast. So if you would like to join the channel, all you have to do is send us the words "add me" to 085-825-2626, and then we'll reply to you with a link for the WhatsApp channel, and you just follow us there and you'll be in the loop when it comes to notifications about the Opinions Matter podcast. So once again, send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 with the words "add me." We'll send you a reply with a link that will bring you straight to our Opinions Matter channel. Thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which, by the way, is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian. That fellow there is Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.